This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. On July 7th, the Senate passed immigration reform legislation with an overwhelming majority. House Republican leadership called the bill flawed and left little hope of it becoming law. Most Americans agree that immigration policy needs an overhaul. Given that attitudes about immigration are largely regional, the idea of issuing regional visas for immigrants is gaining some traction. A new report published by the Migration Policy Institute proposes to limit newcomers with specific skills to specific destinations in the U.S. Dimitrios Papadimitriou is president and co-founder of the Migration Policy Institute and is on the line to tell us more about regional immigration. Dimitrios, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
So what's the basic idea behind regional visas?
The basic idea is that the country as a whole, on average, in other words, may have certain needs that are shared or not shared by subnational parts because they, meaning the subnational jurisdictions, may have a demographic and skills makeup that require more people from the outside coming to live and commit to work in these areas. They would come in under a worker visa, and 2 or 3 years later, they would be able to convert that into a permanent visa.
All right, so the idea is to get people with needed skills where they're needed or wanted. Who decides how many migrant visas get issued and for which skills?
Well, it would always have to be the state and the locality, and they would have to create some sort of a plan, hopefully around an approved and well-vetted economic development plan for an area or a whole state, and then negotiate with the Department of Homeland Security in Washington for the privilege to be able to select essentially a very small number of people, initially at least, that would be offered the opportunity to go and work in these places. After a while, these people will basically either root themselves in the community and succeed there and stay there even after they receive a permanent visa, or they won't. The idea there is not for the United States to start telling people where to go, but rather for localities that have certain skill needs and population needs. Let's not forget population needs, to be able to say, we offer you these opportunities, please come to us. And it is something, incidentally, that has been tried very successfully in other major immigrant-receiving countries. In Canada, for instance, the provinces, Spain, for instance, you know, that needs a lot of immigrants to go to different parts of Spain to do different kinds of jobs.
You've looked, of course, at the United States as a whole, and, you know, maybe some of these needs are predictable, like you need agricultural workers, people to pick crops in California or in the South. But what are some of the other areas that people are crying for particular kinds of needs? I'm imagining everybody wants engineers. You know, people don't necessarily want more janitors or low-skilled factory workers. Don't these things have a kind of hierarchy?
Of course they do. There is always a hierarchy in every job structure. Now, you said agriculture and many other of these, you know, low-wage jobs, there is always a demand for them.
Mm-hmm.
And people already have networks that will take them to those jobs wherever they may be. But because the Dakotas are not a standard immigrant destination, upstate New York, parts of Pennsylvania, parts of Ohio, Detroit, are not generally attraction poles for new immigrants, people don't go there. There is no infrastructure, there's not a welcoming opportunity, and these are the places that may need more immigrants than, let's say, a place like New York City, which mm-hmm. gets lots of immigrants.
Up here in the Northeast, anyway, for example, there are refugee resettlement communities, and it's had a profound cultural impact in some places. I mean, New York City is used to a very diverse population, not so much in, you know, Bangor, Maine or something like that. What are the cultural implications of a new immigrant population in a place that's traditionally, let's say, homogenous?
Well, everybody will have to adjust. There is no doubt about it. The big difference between the refugee program and this particular concept is promoting is that in the refugee program, somebody else makes the decision to drop 50 people, 150 people or whatever in communities across America. Nobody looks at skills. Nobody looks at anything. And we have talked to lots of state legislators and governor's offices in places like Massachusetts and New York and Colorado and what have you. And everybody scratches their head and they all say to us, gosh, why didn't we think of this? Well, because this is not part of the common narrative about immigration. We're still thinking that people come and they go where they want to go. But in reality, immigrants follow other immigrants.
Dimitrios Papadimitriou, president and co-founder of the Migration Policy Institute. Thank you for joining us today.
My pleasure, Virginia. Thank you very much.
The Institute recently published a report called Thinking Regionally to Compete Globally. If you'd like to read more about it, please go to wordofmouthradio.org.